弟兄姊妹们，请把圣经翻到约翰福音十四章。14章。
Brothers and sisters, please turn the Bible to Book of John, chapter 14.
我们在那里念一念这几天我们在这里所交通的那些经文。
And let's read the scriptures that we had fellowship on for the last 2 days.
我们只是念主回答门徒的那一句话。
We only read the verse that Jesus answered.
就是第六节。
Verse 6.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那除了这一节，我们请弟兄姊妹就留意到十五章。
Please also pay attention to chapter 15.
刚才祷告的时候，一个弟兄也把这里的话祷告了出来了。
During a prayer, a brother had shared this verse.
我们感谢我们的神，因为他在那里向我们说了更清楚的话。
We thank the Lord that he said it clearly in here.
我们从第五节开始来留意一下。
Let's start from verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up.Thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my word and remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to my disciples.
我们再看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们把还是读多读一点吧，从第一节开始。
Start from verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了。你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
末了我们再看约翰一书第二章。
And let's also turn to the book of 1 John.Chapter 1.
我们从27节开始。
Verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不人教训你们， 自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面，特别留意最末了的那一句。
Chapter 2, verse 27. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you above all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And we should pay attention to remain in him.
你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
According to the anointing, you remain in him.
我没有足够的时间和弟兄姊妹们温习一下前两次所交通的了。
We should have enough time to review the last two sessions that we had.
因为今天我已经担心时间不给我说太多的话。
I'm afraid I did not have too much time today.
但是我还是要让弟兄姊妹们要记得一件事情。
But I still want to remind brothers and sisters with one thing.
当我们看到整个属灵的事情摆在我们前面的。
When we see the whole spiritual matters in front of us.
你不能忘记漏在我们后面的那个过去的属灵的例子。
You cannot forget everything behind us in the past, what happened in the spiritual world.
因为我们不是把整个的事情完全掌握过来的时候。
Because if we don't understand the whole picture,
我们不知道我们为什么要这样做。
Then we don't know why we do this.
我们也不知道为什么这样做要把我们引到一个这样的结局。
And we didn't know why we do this will lead us into that result.
但是如果神的灵帮助我们，让我们能掌握到整个属灵的历史的前前后后。
But if the Holy Spirit helps us to understand the history from start to now,
我们就是知道今天我们跟随主是怎么一回事。
Then we will know what are we doing following Christ.
前两天我们在约翰十四章里边提到门徒和主的对话。
Past two nights, we mentioned about the conversation that the disciples have with Jesus.
门徒对于主的离开是有许许多多的困惑，他们不明白。
Disciples do not understand why Jesus is leaving them.
我不重复说了。
And I'm not repeating here.
但是我必须要重复主回答他们的话。
But I must repeat what Jesus answered them.
因为这几次的交通，我们一直是绕着那主回答的话来留意的。
Because these few days of fellowship is surrounding this answer.
门徒说，我们不知道你到哪里去，也不知道那一条路。
Disciple says, we don't know where you are going, and we don't know which way to follow you.
主的回答起初是蛮简单。
And Jesus' answer seems to be very simple.
他说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
当然，主这几句话当时的回答是很简单。
It's such a simple answer at that time.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果是留意的话，你会注意到，从主说了到父那里去的这一句话以后，他就一直说话说话，说到十七章。
But you will see that starting from when he said, come to the Father, then he continued to speak to the disciples to chapter 17.
在这几章的经文的里边，就是很比较具体的完整的去解说十四章他所说的那两三句话。
All these scriptures afterward is kind of explaining what he answered in this verse 6.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank the Lord.
我们也不是再回到那些话上去。
We are not returning back to those words.
我们曾经交通到人在神面前迷失。
That man had fallen and lost.
才引出 主是道路的问题。
And therefore led to why Lord is the way.
人在神面前的迷失，也不知道在人这方面完全不知道前因后果。
And when men were fallen, they didn't know what happened at all.
但是主说我是真理，就把那整个属灵的事实做了一个非常明显的表达。
But when Jesus answered that he is the truth, it explained the whole reason.
然后主又说我是生命。
And then Jesus said he is the life.
那就是让门徒们知道，你现在要知道我往哪里去，我去做什么，将来又要什么的结局的话，你必须要有生命。
So that he taught the disciples to know that where he is going to and where they will be going to, the first criteria is to have the life.
但是你去哪里找生命呢？
But where do you seek the life?
主说我就是生命。
And the Lord said, I am the life.
那因此你要到父那里去的话，
And therefore, if you want to return to the Father,
你必须要借着我，
you have to go through me.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
Thanks and praise our Lord.
他毫无保留的摆出他的自己。
He gave himself completely.
这几句话，一面往从前把我们带到神的起初的定义和人的迷失的实在。
It brought us to the beginning how men were fallen.
往后面是带，把我们就看到主自己要把我们领回神的面前，让神成为我们的父。
And bring us to the future, how to bring us back to the Father, so that the Heavenly Father become our Father.
这个的整个的历史是我们需要很清楚的去领会的过来的。
This whole history, we should completely understand it.
不然的话，我们真不知道我们信主究竟是为了什么。
Otherwise, you would not know why you have to believe in the Lord.
我这样说乃是说，
So what I'm saying is,
如果你不明白这整个的事情的话，那我们信主只是为了我们不至灭亡反得永生。
If you don't know this whole history, then your believing is only for the purpose of not getting perished and receiving the everlasting life.
这里引出一个问题，
And it led to another question.
你信主是你得着了，
When you believe in the Lord, you receive it.
但是你信主神有没有得着？
But did the Lord receive it?
你找不到答案。
You can't find the answer.
显然这个答案是不完整。
Clearly, this answer is not complete.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主说到他要把我们领回到父那里去的时候，
Lord said he wants to bring us back to the Father.
乃是要把整个属灵的事实从开始到末了给我们做一个完全的启示和引导。
He wants to give us a complete revelation of how to bring us back from the beginning to the Father as a guidance to us.
人的迷失的光景我们提过了。
We had mentioned about man's fallen.
但是人的迷失到一个什么的结果呢？我们好像是只是朦朦胧胧知道那个印象。
We had vaguely mentioned the result of man fallen.
我说是朦朦胧胧，就只是知道那个印象是什么意思呢？
What did I mean about vaguely mentioned?
因为你记得主说你们吃的日子一定死。
Because you remember the Lord said, the day you eat, you are going to die.
那么我们就知道我们的祖宗做了那个错误，那结果就引来一定死的那个事实。
So because our ancestors make the wrong choice, so death came to us.
那既然是一定死，
Since we are going to die, definitely.
那我们那个迷失就是死了。
So fallen is equivalent to death.
但是弟兄姊妹有没有留意过那个死是怎么一个具体的情况？
But did you pay attention to how this death actually means?
我们都以为死嘛就是不呼吸了。
We just thought that, oh, death is just our body went to sleep.
脉搏停止跳动了。
Our heart stopped beeping.
人不能动了。
We would not move.
人把你推你也不会倒了，因为你本来就倒了。
people push you and you would not fall because you already fell.
我们以为死就是这么一回事。
We thought death means that.
然后别人就把我们抬到火堆里。
And then someone will bring us into the furnace.
或者是把我们埋在土里。
Or buried us into the earth.
那就是死了。
That's death.
弟兄姊妹们，死没有那么简单。
But brothers and sisters, death is not that easy.
如果是死那么简单的话，神也不必花那么大的忍耐等待，用他自己的智慧怜悯来安排那个救赎。
If death is so easy, then Lord doesn't have to make such a big plan, perseverance, and with love to save us.
那昨天晚上我们是用摩西在西乃山上要见主的荣耀那一段话来结束。
Last night we ended with Moses' experience with facing Lord, facing God on the Mount Sinai.
就引出一个问题。
And it led to the next question.
要让我们知道我们这些信主的人在属灵的经历上的那两个要学习的阶段。
So let us, believers know that there are two stages that we have to learn.
一个是我们因着信主我们是在基督里。
First is once you believe, because you believe, then you are in Christ.
主的话是这样说，人若在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Our Lord said, whoever that believe in him is a new person.
那就是说他脱离了亚当后代的那一个范围。
That means he is separated from the descendant of Adam.
给带进了一个新的创造里头。
And is brought into a new creation.
这个新的创造是跟旧的创造亚当里的那个情形完全不一样。
And the new creation is totally different with the Adam's creation.
亚当是一定死。
Adam means death.
那在新造里头就一定活。
But in the new life,You will live.
这点弟兄姊妹们应该是知道的。
You should know this.
但是问题接上来就是你要怎么活？
But the next question is how should you live?
你要活到一个什么样的光景，你才能面对面的与神的荣耀相接近？
How should you live so that you can get into the stage to face the Lord face to face?
因为从摩西要求要见神的荣耀的那个事情，就把这个属灵一点点的秘密向我们解开了。
From the Moses' experience that he wants to see Lord face to face, and this opened up the spiritual meaning.
我们归纳起来就说了。
Then we say,
神想让摩西知道要在基督里。
God wants Moses to know that he has to abide in Christ.
然后神就让基督去亲身去经历。他要进到住在主里面。
Then God allowed Christ to experience to abide in Christ.
必须是住在主里面，你才能看见、认识、经历神的荣耀。
You must abide in Christ in order to experience and to see God's glory.
我们说，我们用我们明白的话来讲，就是说。
Using our word to understand it.
在基督里是我们得救
In Christ,
的那一个经历
is an experience for our salvation.
你得救了，你就是在基督里。
After you are saved, you are in Christ.
但是你与基督是否因为你在基督里就与主联合了呢？
But Is it because you are in Christ, then you are connected to God?
在地位上是联合了。
In your status, you do have that.
但是一个具体的问题是说
But practically saying,
神所要的不只是一个地位上的联合。
God doesn't want you just have a status.
神要我们得着的是要把我们带到一个地步，是与主是完全的。联合，实际的联合。
What God wants is to bring us to Him, have a complete connection.
那我回头说这几句话呢，乃是要引弟兄姊妹去注意人的迷失，那个具体的情形是什么样。
I revealed this so that you can understand how man was fallen.
我们如果知道人的迷失的实际的光景，那就知道神要我们与基督从有地位上与主联合，必须要继续进到实际上与主联合的那一个需要是根据什么。
So once we understand how men fall, then we can know what we should do to have this complete connection with the Father.
那我刚才说的那一段话好像把弟兄姊妹弄得心思有点乱了，是不是？
I might have confused you with that, what I just said.
但现在我把它解开了。
So let me open it and explain it.
主说你吃的日子一定死。
Lord said, the day you eat, you will die.
那就死了。
Then he died.
那死是怎么回事呢？
And what does the death mean?
不是我们的想象。
It's not the same as we thought.
主说的那个死，
the death mentioned by the Lord.
乃是说到人在神面前那个迷失的实在的情形。
It referred to man lost in front of the God.
如果弟兄姊妹你回到创世纪第二章里面去的时候，
If you return to the book of Genesis,
你非常清楚知道人是怎么被造出来的
you,
那个细节上
then you clearly see how man is created
不管现在神学上的变迁的解说怎么说
no matter what type of explanation there are nowadays
你总没有办法能磨掉圣经上所明明所指的人的结构是什么
you cannot erase what is written in the Bible
在旧约里头的提说是这样在新约里头的印证也是这样
and it has mentioned the same thing in the New Testament
你从创世纪第十二章里头你看到人的结构是非常清楚的
and,
灵与魂与身体
in chapter 2 of the book of Genesis you clearly see that man consists of spirit, soul, and body
神学的见解在这一方面有许多的变化我们不要去管它
there are a lot of diversities in the theologians
explanations 你要管的是神的话是怎么说
but disregard all those other theories just concentrate on what Bible said
神的话所说的那个是事实
what God said is real
神学上所表达的那个结论是人的思想。
The theologian had explained man's mind.
两件事情，有些地方是可以合起来，有些地方你必须要分别。
At some place you can combine them, and at some place you have to separate them.
如果你忽略了人的结构是灵与魂与身体。
If you neglected that man consists of spirit, soul, and body,
那你就不知道什么叫做死。
Then you would not know what is the meaning of death.
当你懂得灵与魂与身体
when you,
这个结构是怎么样来，也怎么样的彼此的供应。
When you understand how these three parts came from and how they support each other,
我们就知道那个死的事实，具体的表达是什么
Then you will understand the practical meaning of death.
因为你要看外面的情形
If you want to look at the exterior,
你看不到呀，那个吃的日子一定死的那个事实
You don't see that the day he ate, he died. You don't see it.
因为你看到亚当吃了那个果子以后，他当天有没有死？
Because did you see that Adam died the day he ate that fruit?
没有啊。
He did not.
你要是看到第五章，他摩西，这个亚当还一直活到九百多岁啊。
If you continue into chapter 5, you will see that Adam continued to live till 130 many more years.
那没有死啊。
He didn't die.
那主的话还可靠吗？
So is Lord's word still real?
主说你吃的日子一定死。
Lord said, the day you eat, you will die.
但是亚当吃了日子没有死。
But Adam ate it and did not die.
还继续的活。
And he continued to live.
不单是继续的活。
Not only continued to live.
还生下许多的儿女。
And he gave birth to many children.
一直延留到我们现在。
Till now.
还是亚当的后代。
Till now, we are still the ancestors, descendant of Adam.
你说亚当有没有死呢？
So did Adam die?
好像没死。
look like he didn't die.
但是主说你一定死。
But Lord said you truly will die.
事实是怎样？
And what is the fact?
他究竟死了没有？
Did he actually die?
很清楚的。如果我们灵里面是给主打开的。
If our spirit is opened by the Lord,
你看到亚当当的实在是死了。
Then you will see that Adam is truly dead.
亚当从一块泥土能活出来。
Adam can live from dust.
是因为神的灵进到他里面。
Because of God's spirit entered into him.
当神的灵气进到他里面的时候。
When God's spirit entered into him,
他就成了一个有思想的活的人。
Then he became a man with mind.
所以圣经说是亚当就因着灵的那个灵气的进入，就成了一个活的魂。
And therefore it mentioned that when the Lord breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
而这个事实整个的起头乃是一块泥土。
But the beginning of this whole thing is only a piece of earth.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了，
you see,
人被造的时候就是泥土 when, 加上人的灵神的灵气就产生的这一个活的魂。
Man is created from a piece of soil, and adding on God's spirit, it becomes man's soul.
我就和弟兄怎么想肯定这一个事实，所以才在说这些段话。
I want you to be ascertained. That's why I bring this out.
等到你读新约圣经的时候
，and then when you read the New Testament,
你读到帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And you read to the first testament.
你看到保罗在那里祷告的时候，为着教会来祷告的时候。
First Thessalonians, and you see Paul was praying for churches.
保罗在那里怎么着为着神的儿女来祷告呢
？How did Paul pray for them?
他说求神。
He said to ask God.
叫你们的灵与魂与身体都得蒙保守。
That God will guide and protect your spirit, soul, and body.
旧约是那样说出那个来历，新约是说出需要那样的等候神的恩典。
The Old Testament referred to how this happened, and the New Testament referred that we have to await for these.
所以我再重复说，所以不管神学的道理怎么在那里变，主的话。是这样的确定的做了记录。
No matter what type of theologian theory changes, we should not change God's word.
现在回到那个死的问题上。
And let's return to the matter of death.
死了没有？
Did he die?
你吃的日子就一定死。
The day you eat, you will die.
那死了没有？
Did he die?
外面来看没死。
From the outer appearance,
he did not die. 实际上来说。
But in practical,
死了。
He did die.
从哪里看见？
From where we see it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
当神来找亚当
when God came to seek Adam,
亚当去了哪里？
Where was Adam?
平常如果神来找亚当
usually when God came to see Adam,
亚当听到神的声音就会欢欢喜喜的出来见神。
Adam hear Lord's voice and will joyfully come to meet him.
吃了的日子呢？
But after he ate,
事情就变了。
Things changed.
神来找亚当。
God came to seek Adam.
亚当去了哪里？
Where was Adam?
躲起来。
He hid.
为什么躲起来？
Why he hid?
因为不敢见神的面。
Because he did not dare to see the
Lord's face. 为什么不敢见神的面呢？
Why he did not dare to see his face?
因为灵死了。
Because spirit is dead.
那与神还凭什么来连接呢？
Then how can you connect with the Lord?
与神已经没有相似的地方。
And there is no more connection with God.
那你怎么在那里可以与神面对面呢？
So how can you face to face to the God?
你看到。
You see.
灵死了。
The spirit is dead.
体呢？
How about the body?
他还活啊。
He's still living.
还动啊。
It's still moving.
还不是还继续活了九百多年呢。
And he continued to live another 900 years.
但是你注意到一个事实。
But you pay attention.
神告诉他说。
God told him.
你的前途是什么？
What is your future?
你是出于泥土。
You came from dust.
你只有归于泥土。
You will return to dust.
体也死了。
So the body died.
现在是体还在动。
Even the body is still moving at that time.
他实际的光景是在一个死的里头。
But his future is only death.
用人的话来说，没有前途了。
And in our word, that means there is no future.
虽然是活着，但是一个活的死人。
Is living, but as a living dead.
还有一样呢。
And another thing.
那个魂。
The soul.
是魂。我那个亚当当时还有许许多多的心思意念、情感的话在那里发表啊。
Adam was still appearing to have a lot of thought and mind.
你看到。
You see.
当神问他，你为什么吃了我叫你不要吃的那个果子。
When God asked him why you ate the fruit that I told you not to.
亚当有没有吃？
Did Adam
eat
it? Yes, he did.
神的问话是你为什么吃？
And God said why you ate.
他的回答是什么？
And what did he answer?
你给我那个女人叫我吃，我就吃了。
The woman you gave me asked me to eat it, so I ate it.
我并没有想到要吃。
I didn't thought of trying it.
不过她吃了，她也说好吃，叫我也吃，那我也就这样吃了。
But she ate it and she gave it to me, so I ate it.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个动作的反应。
This is a reaction from man.
这个反应的什么？
And what is this telling us?
如果你知道魂是什么内容？
If you know what is the content of soul,
简单的来说，思想、感情、意念、意志，那这些的活动就是魂的活动。
So the action of soul is all your mind, your thought, your feeling.
他没有吃那个果子以前，
before he ate the fruit,
他整个的魂是跟着神的话来走的。
His soul followed God's word.
因为是神。神的灵和人的灵是彼此有交通的。
Because God's spirit is connected with man's soul.
这一个交通就让人知道神要的是什么，神不要的是什么。
So that men know what God wants and what God don't want.
所以你就看到那个魂的活动在没有堕落以前是完全的跟随主的。
So you see the action of soul had totally followed the Lord before man is fallen.
神所以要把那两棵树摆在伊甸园里，乃是要让亚当知道他必须有一个准确的拣选，那个准确的拣选乃是永远的拣选。
God put two trees in the Garden of Eden for him to choose, so, and clearly told him that he has to make this eternal choice.
啊，如果你不拣选神的生命，
if you don't choose God's life,
你没有办法能承担神把你造出来的那个目的。
Then you cannot take up the burden of the purpose that God created you.
但是从现象上面的要求呢？
But how about the requirements here?
你可以有另外一个拣选，也可以来表达一个那个现象的要求。
You can make the other choice.
就是说，你吃了分别善恶树上的果子，你就有这个知识，有这个技能。
That is when you eat the tree of knowledge, then you have the capability of distinguished knowledge.
这个知识和技能几乎把人抬高到与神一个样子。
The capability of knowledge brought men to a level as if they are God.
这是神自己也明确地印证这个事的。
And God acknowledged this.
你留意到神把他们赶出伊甸园以前就说了，他们既然吃了那个分别山上的果子，他们就能与我们一样了。
You see, this is the fact because God said that he has to cast them out of the garden, otherwise they have the same capability as God.
所以那个生命树不能再给他们吃了。
So they cannot continue to eat that, the tree of life.
把他们赶出伊甸园。
And they were cast out from the garden.
也封锁了那个生命树的道路了。
And the way to the tree of life was blocked.
你想的人的迷失有成功的一面，也有非常非常 可, 可怜的那个结果。
So the fallen of man had led man to some knowledge, but it also led man to the destruction.
成功就是人有本领去可以肯定自己。
So now man becomes successful to ascertain themselves.
但是这个肯定自己是失去了他该占的地位来表达出来的。
But they lost the status.
因为他该占的那个地位是站在主的那一边。
Because they should have stand on the status with the Lord.
他依靠的是依靠神做他们的供应。
They should have depend on God as their provision.
领会的是领会神的生命在他里头做成他的生命。
They should have received God's life as their own life.
那但是现在他吃的日子已经死。
But now since he ate, he died.
这十年以后。
And after die,
魂就失去了那个准确的方向。
The soul lost direction.
所以谁说你为什么吃？
So when God asked him why you ate,
不是我要吃。
He said not because of me.
是你给我的女人吃，让我吃。
But the woman who you gave me.
神转去问夏娃。
And Lord turned to Eva.
那你为什么要吃呢？
Why you ate?
他也说我也不是说真的要吃。
And the woman said the same thing. I didn't want to eat.
是蛇叫我来吃。
But the serpent asked me to.
那么我就吃了。
So I ate.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意到了。
You pay attention.
这一个肯定自己。
This is to assure themselves.
我肯定我要这样做。
I assure myself to do this.
地位一错了。
You have the wrong status. 就引出
那个非常严厉的后果。
And it led to a serious problem.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果你注意到这个，他吃的日子在灵与魂与身体里头所引到的那个变化。
The day he ate, you see the change between spirit, soul, and body.
我们才知道你们吃的日子一定死，那个实际的光景是什么。
Then you truly understand why God said the day you ate, you will die.
是灵与魂与身体。整个的人与神完全脱了节了。
The whole body, spirit, soul, and body has disconnected from God.
你可以说是与神脱了节。
You can say it's disconnected.
但是他们却得着另一方面。
But they had another aspect of status.
什么呢？
What is that?
我行。
I can.
我可以。
I am capable.
我有本事。
I have the ability.
弟兄是很有本事，是不是？
Brothers, you are capable, right?
从他们那个时候一直到现在。
From that time till now.
人又跑到火星去了。
Man wants to reach Mars.
前两天那个爆了那个试验船了，乃是说要将来把人带到太空里边去旅游嘛。
A few days ago, there is this flight that exploded, and that flight was planning to take people to the space.
你说人本领，有本领，没本领。
Do you see that man is capable?
非常有本领。
They are very capable.
人要就肯定，自我的肯定。
Men want to assure themselves.
但是我特别到现在文化上面一直在那里鼓励人肯定你自己。
And even in our culture, we ask people to assure yourself.
如果人的地位对，肯定你自己是绝对的对。
If you have the right status, then you have the confidence.
如果人的地位不对，你肯定自己的时候，你是在那里搞混乱。
But if you are standing on the wrong status and you want to assure yourself, you are actually creating problem.
弟兄姊妹，你懂我刚才那句话吗？
So you understand?
当每个人都肯定你自己的时候，
When everyone assured themselves,
你就带出一个结果。
Then you will bring out a result.
只有我是对的。
Only I am right.
你的一定不对。
You are wrong.
所以一百个人就一百个不对。
So then when there is 100 person, there was 100 wrong.
但是每一个人自己都对。
But everyone themselves think they're wrong.
人还以为这个是一个好处。
People think this is a good thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是一个迷失的实际。
But this is actually a lost condition.
好了，我们知道了那个迷失的实际的时候。
So when we know that we are in
Israel, 我们就要来注意了。
Then we should pay attention.
主说,
the Lord said,
我是道路, 真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父哪里去。
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
为什么主说的那么肯定？
Why Lord said it so sure?
感谢我们的主。
Thanks our Lord.
因为主说他是道路。
Because he said he is the way.
他说出他做了什么事。
Then he showed us what he had done.
要把神和人中间所有的间隔全挪掉。
He wanted to remove all the separation that we have with God.
所以他就成为了那道路。
So he became the way.
他说他是真理。
He said he is the truth.
他是那个真理。我已经解说过了，我就不说了，我的只是提到。真理乃是那个绝对不改变的事实。
Truth actually referred to the absolute true things that would not change.
你去哪里找绝对不能解决，不可以改变的事实呢？
How can you find absolute truth?
你没有任何的人事物你能接触得到的是有这个条件。
The matters and things and people that you met cannot qualify for absolute truth.
那个真实不会改变的真理
The truth that would not change
乃是神起初神创造天地
Is the God created universe
一直带到最末了那个新天新地的出来
To all the way to the end with the new heaven and new earth
这个从创造天地到将来的新天新地
From the creation
整个的那个事实当中有很多的变化
The truth of the creation of the earth to the end of the new heaven, new earth. There are a lot of change in between.
但是神说那些变化都是当中的那些过程。
But God referred them as just a process.
我不说那个过程。
I'm not mentioning about process.
我是说神的那个目的。
I'm mentioning about the purpose.
神起初创造天地。
The original purpose of God's creation.
虽然这个天地是给撒旦的堕落搞坏了。
Even though this creation was disrupted by the fallen angels.
但是神起初创造天地的那个心思和意念神没有改变。
But the original purpose of God for this creation did not change.
因为神本身就是个不能改变的事实。
Because God is the truth that cannot be changed.
神就用着他这个不能改变的事实把那个已经改变了的那个天地慢慢慢慢的来做一个恢复。
God is the one who cannot change, but he allowed this changing universe to be restored to back to his original design.
到了整个宇宙回到原形的时候，再加上新的神的家庭。
When the whole universe being restored to the original plan, adding to God's family.
弟兄姊妹，只有这个事实是真实的。
Then only this is the truth.
主说我就是那个真实。
And the Lord said, I am that truth.
我要做的就是把这个真实来显明出来。
My work is to reveal this truth.
当然，你要是说的这个真实的起头还是主自己。
So the origin of this truth is still the Lord himself.
将来到了末了，新天新地出来的时候，那个根源还是主自己。
When to the end, when the new earth and new heaven comes, the original is still Lord himself.
所以主就说的我是真理。
So the Lord said, I am the truth.
但是主还说我是生命。
But Lord also said, I am the life.
那是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
路有了，又路有了，路。
It always is here. The way, we already have the way.
真理的事实也明显了。
And we are clear with the truth.
但是你凭什么可以得着这一个？
But depend on what you can receive the way and the truth.
凭亚当堕落的那个生命去得着吗？
Depend on the life of Adam.
如果亚当的生命当时可以叫你得着，当年他们就不会迷失。
If depending on the fallen life of Adam, you can receive these two things, then they would have already had it.
但既然人本身所有的不可靠。
But what man has is not dependable.
那你怎么能得着这个、能享用这个道路，能经历那个真理？
So how can you enjoy the way and experience the truth?
主就说了。
And the Lord said,
我是生命。
I am the life.
然后就带出那个结果。
And then bring out the consequence.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们感谢赞美神。
Thanks the Lord.
那我们把这许多的事情归纳起来，那不就是哥罗西书上头所说明的吗？
If we concluded all what we had said, isn't that what the book of Colossians said? What did it say?
你们既与主一同复活。
That you have revived with the Lord.
你们就当思念上面的事。
Then you should think of the heavenly matters.
不要思念上面的事。
Don't think of the earthly things.
因为你们已经死了。
For you died.
但是因着我们一信主。
But because we believe in the Lord,
基督就成了我们的生命。
Christ become our life.
那因此
，and therefore,
本来是一个死的人。
You were a dead person.
现在在基督里活过来了。
But you revived in Christ.
因此，我们可以有机会接触上面的事。
And therefore, we have the opportunity to mind the things above.
因此，我们就需要更多的知道上面的事。
So we should put our heart to know what things about.
那你凭什么能知道上面的事的
？And how do you know those things?
基督是生命。
Thanks the Lord because Christ is the life.
因此，基督就成了我们的一切，就是哥罗西书上头给我们看到的了。
And therefore, as in the book of Colossians told us that the Christ is everything to us.
那我们回应到神。在人的迷失和为神预备了救赎的整个事实里头来做一个全面的看。
And we responded to God's salvation, and we should take a look at the whole picture.
你才知道主说我是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Then you understand why he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
那感谢神。
And thanks the Lord.
那借着我们的主
And through our Lord.
我们可以到神那里去了
We can go to the God.
我们在基督里了
We are in Christ.
我们可以平平安安的见神了
We can peacefully come to the God.
我们不是在神的面前等候审判
We do not need to wait for the judgment in front of God.
那因此十四章那里头我一再重复那个我们不是到神的面前，我们是到父的面前。
But I keep repeating in chapter 14 that we do not go to God, we go to Father.
因为我们一到父面前的时候，我们的地位就对了。
Because when we come to the Father, then we have the right status.
什么地位
？What is the status？
我昨天也特别提了。
I had mentioned it last night.
什么人可以喊神叫做父呢
？What type of people can call the God as Father？
只有神的儿子们才有条件
only,
叫神做我们的父。
Only the sons of God can call God as Father.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
这个就是我们借着基督到神的面前。
This is through Christ that we can come to God.
我们所以能到神的面前，因为我们在基督里。
The reason that we can come to God because we are in Christ.
那回到摩西的那个要求。
And return to Moses' request.
神在神面，摩西在神面前那个要求就不是到神面前的问题。
The request that Moses wants to come, is not a matter of coming.
摩西的要求是要认识神的荣耀的问题。
Moses wants to see God's glory.
所以就引出我们所留意到的，神把摩西带到一个学习里，你要从在基督里，从那个磐石到磐石的学中。
And therefore it led to the story that it mentioned about God put Moses in a cleft in the rock.
用新约的话来说，你要在基督里。进到住在主里面。
And in the New Testament word, that we should abide in Christ.
糟糕了，
so,
我没时间。
I'm running out of time.
因为说了那么许多话，没进到主题。
All those things I mentioned had not entered into the main topic.
因为如果前两次是许多弟兄姊妹都在的话呢，我就不用重复翻复再说这一个。
If all the brothers and sisters were here for the last two nights, I don't need to repeat these.
不然的话，我一说底下的事情，你莫名其妙了。
Otherwise, once I mentioned the rest, you would do not understand.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
现在总是一同有共同的基础来看。
Now we have
摩西的那个问题了。
Now we have the basic concept to continue to seek.
我们得救。
We are saved.
我们是给带到基督里。
We were brought to the Christ.
但是摩西当时的要求是进到荣耀里。
But Moses' request was to enter into the glory.
其实这个也是神的心意。
This is also the heart of God.
神一直给我们看到他要得使许多的儿子进荣耀里。
God always wants us to see that he wants to bring a lot of sons.
他不单是要得着许多的儿子。
He wants to gain a lot of sons.
但是这些儿子要进到荣耀里。
And he wants these sons into glory.
那弟兄姊妹，你不要以为说做儿子的一定进荣耀。
Don't think that all sons will enter into glory.
昨天我们特别提到基督台前的审判。
I mentioned about the judgment seat in front of Christ.
说到主的安排是定规是这样，你要进到基督里，你就同时就有了一个资格，你要得着神的荣耀。
That God has set this rule that you have to abide in Him and you will have to receive Him.
但是你一看到基督台前的审判，就是让那些主回来的时候，主头一件事情是整理他的教会，替他整理他的身体。
The first thing when Lord returns is to judge the churches in front of his judgment seat.
所以首先就叫我们面对基督台前的审判。
So the first thing we have to face is that judgment seat.
就决定了。
And it decided.
一部分神的儿女得着荣耀。
That part of the children of God will receive the glory.
一部分神的儿女失去了他应该得的荣耀。
And part of the children of God will lose the glory that he was supposed to get.
那就说到那个的奖赏和受亏损的问题。
So it referred to the reward and the loss.
但是主说那些话，那个时候说那些话。
But Lord said what he said at those times.
那是勉励我们这些人。
To encourage us.
在我们还没见主以前，我们必须要持守我们所从得那里所得的那个应许。
To encourage us before we meet the Lord again, that we have to hold on to what we have.
我们不是特别提过了，《启示录》里边第二章、第三章里面两个教会主对他们说的话吗
？We mentioned about the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and chapter 3, those two churches.
你们要持守我所有的，只等到我来。
You have to hold on what you have until I come.
那这个是说到你们必须要持守多久呢？持守到一直到你见主面的时候。
So how long you have to hold on to it until Lord return?
那持守什么呢
？So what are you holding on to?
腓拉铁腓教会的那一个对话里，主就说的很具体。
Philadelphia Church in that. Passage it clearly said,
你要持守我的道。
You have to hold on to my way.
我的话。
Now hold on to my word.
你要持守神所说的。
You have to hold on to what God said.
如果你不持守的话。
If you don't hold on to it.
有什么结果呢
？What is the consequences?
因为昨天晚上我们就特别提了。
Last night we mentioned.
你就要失去。神应许给你的那个冠冕
You will lose the crown that God had promised you
这个话一说起来的时候就 还需要很多话来说
There are many things referred to this
但是弟兄姊妹 你不管你知道那一些神的安排也好不知道也好那个不要紧
But no matter you know what is his arrangement or not
你能看到一件事情
Those are not important, but you have to see. When you believe in the Lord,
主就应许给你一个这样的资格。
Lord gave you a qualifications when you believe in the Lord.
那个资格具体表达出来的时候，就是神已经把一个冠冕放在你头上。
And that qualification is for you to receive the crown.
那个冠冕是什么意思
？And what is the meaning of crown?
冠冕就是回到具体的事上面说。就是你 与主一同做王。
The crown refers to you have the right to be king with the Lord.
神救你脱离不至灭亡反得永生。
Lord, bring you out of not being perished, but receiving the eternal life.
同时就给了你一个应许。
From there on, you got the promise.
你要戴冠冕的。
That you are going to put on a crown.
你要在国度里头与神一同，与神的儿子一同掌权的。
In the heavenly kingdom, you are going to have the authority with other son of God.
但是你如果不持守着主自己的道呢？
But if you don't hold on to God's word,
那你留意了,
then you pay attention.
有别人就把你的冠冕拿走,
someone will take your crown away.
你就失去了,
and you lost.
你该得的那个冠冕。
Then you lost the crown that you deserve.
主的话是说的那么简单。
It's so easy,
say. 但是你摸到里头那个实际的光景的时候, but, 那就非常非常的让我们要花一点心思去体会。
But you want, if you want to understand more, then you will have to spend more heart and time to understand it.
这一次我没办法和弟兄姊妹谈到那一方面。
I cannot touch on those aspects.
但是引出这个方向，弟兄姊妹们自己可以寻求。
But going to this direction, we can continue to seek.
你寻求那个，我们将来与主一同得冠冕，那件事情是怎么进行的？
Seek the fact how we are going to receive the crown.
那这就引出了。
And it lead to.
我们已经在基督里。
We are already in Christ.
那我们怎么给带进住在主里面？
Then how do we brought into living in Christ?
好叫我们那一份奖赏不因着我们自己的疏忽而失去。
So that the reward we deserve would not disappear because of our own.
从正面来说呢，是说让神那个永远的旨意可以照着神的定义来做成在我们的身上。
In another word, is how to have allow God's eternal will to take place in us.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
借着摩西的那一段经历
，Through Moses' experience，
让我们领会到在基督里进到住在主里面。
So that we understand how to abide in Christ.
那什么叫做住在主里面呢？
And what is the meaning of abide in Christ?
枝子和葡萄树的那葡萄树上的枝子的那个比方，就是主即使说到的话里头，就特别提到了。
The parable about the vine and branches mentioned by Jesus clearly say,
那一个枝子如果能给带到结出果子来的。那个光景
If the branch can bear fruit
乃是因着他们常常连接在葡萄树上
It's because the branch remain in the vine
接上我们那个属灵的经历
And refer back to our spiritual experience
主就提到了
Lord mentioned
你们要常住在我里面
You have to always remain in me
我也就常住在你们里面
I will remain in you
你们就能结果子
You can bear fruit
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
什么叫做住在主里面
What is remain in the Lord
从经历上面来说
In our experience
主住在你里面是事实
Lord living, remain in you is easy.
但是不是只是主住在我们里面。
But not just Lord remain in you.
要翻过来的时候，我们也住在主里面。
And on the other hand, we have to live in him too.
那你怎么能住在主里面？
Then how do we live in him?
这个就是我们今天所对的那个，要接触的那个问题。
This is the question we refer to today.
那就是要让基督做生命。
That is to allow Christ be our life.
你就能跟随基督。
Then you can follow the Christ.
你不让基督做生命。
If you don't allow Christ as your life. 你如果是自己做
生命。
And you want to be your own life.
是亚当的生命继续做我们的生命。
And continue to allow Adam's life in your life.
那你就与基督没有连结了。
Then you are not connected to Christ.
真实的住在主里面。
Truly living abide in Christ.
乃是主指导我们。
That is allowing Lord to guide us.
我们毫无保留地跟随主。
And we have nothing to hold back to follow
Christ. 这个秘诀在哪里呢？
And what is the secret?
这个秘诀就是说，你必须要先知道主 的感觉是什么。
The key is to first understand how Lord feel.
你要知道主的喜悦是什么。
You have to know what pleased the Lord.
然后你就照着主的喜悦去做拣选。
Then you choose things according to Lord's pleasure.
弟兄姊妹，一看见那个问题的时候
，When you see these questions，
你留意没留意到
？Did you pay attention？
这个还是伊甸园的那一段历史的翻版。
This is still a copy of the story in the Garden of Eden。
许多时候，我们读伊甸园那个生命树和分别善恶树上的那一段事情的时候，我们就肯定了那是那个过去的历史。
We always read about the Garden of Eden with those two trees, and we thought those are history.
事实上不是。
In fact, they are not.
从那个时候一直到现在。
From then till now.
我们一直是对着那一个选择。
We continuing to face those two choices.
你是选择神？
Do you choose God?
还是不选择神？
Or not choosing God?
不选择神的根据是什么？
What is the foundation of not choosing?Because of yourself.
弟兄姊妹，你就留意到这样的一个事情。
Then you see.
回到我们要住在主里面这一方面。
Returning to the aspect about abiding in Christ.
你怎么能拣选主而不拣选自己呢？
How can you choose the Lord but not yourself?
有哪一个人他生下来的时候就有一个心智说我是不拣选自己我只拣选神
Who from their birth was born to say that I will choose the Lord not myself
你找不到的
You cannot find any
任何一个一活下来的人
no, Whoever that was born right away
不管他的意识上面发展到一个什么
No, no matter when he grew up, how mature he is.
是很幼稚，或是很高，很尊高。
Whether he is still a naive, a childish, or a noble person.
所有的倾向都是拣选自己。
All the people will choose themselves.
我们看到孩子们，婴孩才出生的时候。
We see baby was born.
他有什么表现
？What is their Reaction.
他就不会说话。
They cannot talk.
又不会怎么去表达他自己。
And they don't know how to express themselves.
这个话说错了。
That's wrong, actually.
他什么都不会做，但是最会做的就是表达他自己。
He can't do anything else except expressing himself.
做过妈妈的就很懂这个事情。
If you are a mother, you know.
稍微做父亲的也应该是知道这种事。
And some of the fathers also understand.
你留意到孩子们一出来的时候，他是什么
？Once the baby was born,
他要你肯定他。
He wants you to assure him.
要你的心思意念是向着他。
He wants your heart and mind.
肚子饿了，他不会说话。
When he's hungry, he can't talk.
但他会哭。
But he can cry.
尿不湿了，他不会表达。
When he has wet diaper, he cannot express.
他还是一个动作。
He same action.
他就是会哭。
He will cry.
你就要注意他。
You have to pay attention to him.
弟兄姊妹，这是人的天然。
This is the nature human.
但是感谢我们的主
Thanks the Lord
主说你要住在主里面的时候
And Lord says when you want to abide in him
乃是说到我们在神面前怎么来拣选你所站的地位
It refers to how we can choose the right status
你是站在主那里还是站在你自己那里
Are you standing on the status with the Lord or for yourself?
你是要站在主里面还是站在主的外面
Are you going to stand inside the Lord or outside the Lord?
但是不管怎么样
But no matter what
你一站在主的外面的时候
Once you are outside of the Lord
你实在是站在自己的里头
You are actually inside yourself
那所以弟兄姊妹我们如果看到这样的一个属灵的实际的时候
So when you see the spiritual fact
你看到伊甸园的那两棵树不是只是当时的事情。
Then you will see that those trees, in the Garden of Eden were not for the past.
而是我们今天还是面对的那个事情。
But it's actually for us nowadays.
在我们的生活动作的里头。
In our life.
你拣选神还是拣选自己
？Are you choosing God or yourself?
那。实际的生活环境要叫我们不得不拣选自己。
In our practical life, we have no choice but to choose ourselves.
但是主 用他的话给我们一条信心的道路。
But Lord gave us His word so that we have a faithful way.
让我们知道，不管我们的眼见的光景是怎么样，我们要学习拣选主。
So that no matter what we see with our flesh eyes, we should know that we have to choose God.
用属灵的名词来说，这是什么？
In the spiritual word, it means
这个就是顺服嘛。
That is obedience.
弟兄姊妹，不要因为顺服这一个词对我们太熟悉了。
Don't think obedience is too familiar to us.
啊，那就说是我们就顺服顺服嘛。
And we always carry in our words saying obedience.
如果在顺服上学个功课的弟兄姊妹们，你就知道这个是非常不容易走过的一个属灵的挣扎。
Those has learned the obedience homework and actually know that this is not an easy homework to learn.
什么叫做住在主里面？
What is abide in Christ?
你毫无保留的顺服主的权柄。
That you completely obey God.
我简单的提，再提一些历史的事。
And let me give you more example.
真的是很简单。
Very easy sample.
弟兄姊妹们，你读圣经，你就读到旧约和新约的区别。
When you read the Old Testament and New Testament, you see the difference.
在旧约里头，那个中心点是以色列。
In the Old Testament, the it concentrates on the Israelites.
那在新约里头，那个中心点是教会。
And in the New Testament, it concentrates on church.
你看，神对以色列的带领也好，对教会的带领也好。
You see God's guidance to Israelites or to church.
不管他那个带领的方法是怎么样，
No matter the different way of guidance,
都是包含着一个要求。
But it has one requirement.
什么要求？
What is the requirement?
服主的权柄。
To obey God's authority.
弟兄姊妹，你留意的。
And you see,
神拣选以色列，
God chose the Israelites,
叫他做一个祭司的国度，
and have them as a priesthood kingdom.
来承担把万有带回神的面前。
To have the burden of bringing the universe back to restore.
那一个要求。
And that is the requirement to them.
当弟兄姊妹你读的是出埃及记十九章的时候。
And when you read the book of Exodus, chapter 19.
你留意到神拣选以色列做祭司的国度的时候。
And when you see God chose Israelites to become the priesthood.
神说了什么话。
And what did he say?
神说
God said,
我把你们拣选出来，
I choose you,
叫你们成为圣洁的民，
so that you will be the holy spirit,
叫你们成为我的子民，
and so that you are my children,
叫你们成为祭司的国度，
so that you will have the priesthood kingdom.
有什么条件？
And what is the requirement?
条件第一是神的拣选，
the first is God's choice,
第二个条件是你们的反应，
second is your reaction.
如果你们没反应的话，
if you don't respond,
我这个拣选就没有下文。
Then my choice has no result.
如果你们拣选的对的话，
if you choose correctly,
我的拣选就成功。
Then my choice becomes the fact.
那神的要求是什么？
So what is God's requirement?
弟兄姊妹，你读那一段话的时候，
if you read those passages,
出埃及记十九章，
book of Exodus chapter 19,
你注意到神选召以色列民做祭司的国度的时候，是根据一个要求。
When you see that God chose the Israelites as the priesthood nation,
你们要实在的听从我的话。
That you have to listen to my word,
遵守我的道。
And obey my word,
这个就是那个目的。
This is the purpose.
那这个目的是什么？
And what is the purpose?
说清楚一点。
To be clear,
不就是接受主的权柄吗？
That is to accept God's authority.
在人的这方面就是说那个顺服吗？
To be obedient.
感谢我们的主。
Thanks the Lord.
这是旧约。
This is Old Testament.
神花了差不多2000年的时间在以色列人的身上。
God spent almost 2,000 years on the Israelites.
他们学不到这个功课。
They failed to learn the lesson.
说神就暂时把它放下。
So God put them aside.
拣选教会来代替以色列的该有的一个功用。
God chose church to replace the Israelite function.
那一把教会选出来。
After he picked church.
神的那个安排不一样。
Then he had different arrangements.
在旧约是神拣选他们。
In the Old Testament, God gave them laws.
你跟着律法来走。
You follow the laws.
你走得出律法，你就成功。
If you can follow the commandment, then you are succeed.
神甚至说，我是亲手把他们带出埃及，带进迦南。
I brought them out with my hand.
但是他们没有在这一方面拣选对。
But they made the wrong choice.
因为他们没有服神的权柄。
Because they did not obey God's authority.
所以以色列，神就把他暂时的放下来。
So God had put Israelites aside.
所以在旧约先知书上面，就神就说，我要给你们立过一个新约，我要兴起一个人来，把你，来代替我给你们的这个律法。你们要是按照神的那一个拣选来跟随的时候，那这一个新选给拣选出来的，他们就会代替你们以色列人的功用。
And therefore, the prophet had mentioned in the Old Testament that the Israelites had lost God's faith, and God will choose someone else to replace their function.
我没办法详细说这些理。
I would not clearly.
但是我一定要点出一件事情。
But I want to point out.
当神在那里宣告他将来在新约里面要拣选一些人来代替以色列执行神的那个工作的时候，
When God declared that He is going to choose the new generation in the New Testament to replace the Israelites，
在耶利米书上是这样说，在以西结书上是这样说。
It mentioned in the book of Jeremiah and also mentioned in the book of Esther。
在耶利米书上，他说的更清楚。
Nehemiah it mentioned.
他说我领他们出埃及的时候，我用手把他带出来。
I led them out of Egypt with my hand.
我怎么说他们怎么跟他们就出来。
They followed me and they left.
但是我一放手他们就倒。
But once my hand is loose, they fell.
但是到新约开始的时候呢？
At the beginning of the New Testament,
我就不再用这个方法。
I'm not using the same way anymore.
说神没有给教会有律法。
So, God did not give new commandment to churches.
神却是把一个心事给教会。
God gave a new mind to church.
那个什么心事呢？
And what is the new mind?
神说，
God said,
在新约的时候，
In the New Testament,
他们那些人，
All those people,
用不着别人去教导他们。
They don't need to be taught.
他们只是知道怎么拣选神。
They know how to choose God.
怎么可能有这个可能呢？
How is that possible?
难怪我们今天在新约里头的人，在旧约里头的以色列人不一样吗？
And therefore, the New Testament people are different with the Old Testament Israelites.
在本性上这边来说，完全一样。
In our body is the same.
但是神做工就不一样。
But the work from God is different.
神说在旧约的时候，我是告他，让他们知道我要什么。
In the Old Testament, I told them clearly what I want.
你们就尽量跟上来。
And then you try your best to follow up.
那实际是什么？
And what did it actually
happen? 神要在那里让人去认识人的自己。
God want man to know him.
神的要求是这样。
And that is the requirement of God.
你去答应他吧。
You just agree with him.
到了新约呢？
In the New Testament,
神的要求没有更改。
God has changed.
还是一样。
He did not change.
严格说起来，
In principle,
新约里面神的要求比神在旧约里头给以色列的要求更深更高。
The requirement in the New Testament actually is deeper and higher.
但是神说，
But God said,
到了新约的时候，
In New Testament,
用不着我用手把他们带着走出来。
I don't need to use my hand to guide them out.
为什么？
Why?
我们读那个约翰一书的时候，
We read the first John and it referred to it.
因为他们自己就知道怎么拣选谁。
Because then they know how to choose God.
问题来了。
And here's another question.
我们这些人，
We people.
我们竟然能自动的晓得我们要去拣选谁。
We know how to choose God.
那我们跟以色列人有什么区别？
So what is difference from us and Israelites?
没有区别。
No difference.
但是神做了一个工作。
But God had one work.
就叫我们里面有了一个这样的情形。
That's in our heart.
我们能自动的知道有神。
We can proactively know that there is God.
我们里面有一个催促。就催促我们去，你要拣选神。
And there is a urge in our heart to choose.
你自己。
Not to choose yourself.
怎么会有这个变化
？So why this difference come?
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
这个就是基督做生命的那一个发表。
This is revealing, the Lord is the life.
主说基督做我们的生命。
When the Lord is our life.
我们就问我们自己
Then we should ask ourselves
基督什么时候做我的生命
When did Lord become our life?
你要问你自己的时候
When you ask yourself
你如果找到答案
If you find the answer
你就很稀奇了
Then you will be
是怎么我会这样
Then you will see that Oh yes, how did I come?
因为你看见我们自己
And when you see yourself
我们不说别的我们就说我们头一次听见福音的时候
Don't talk about anyone else But just yourself The first time you heard of gospel
你怎么对待福音
How did you react to the gospel?
你很高兴地接受
Were you happily accepting it?
还是里面有许多的嘀咕
Or you are still rejecting it?
你说我是罪人
And you said I'm a sinner
你怎么可以说我是罪人
How can you call me sinner?
全世界都说我是好人
The whole world said I'm a good man
那你说我是罪人
But you said I'm a sinner
你心里还非常的不服气。
You do not believe it.
但是很有意思。
But it's so interesting.
慢慢的。
Gradually.
你懂了。
You understand.
你说是我是。
Then you admit, yes, I am.
为什么会有这个变化
？And why the change come?
思想问题吗
？Is your mind change?
唯物主义的人就说这个是思想问题。
Someone said this is a mind change.
但实际上是思想问题吗
？But is it real?
不是思想问题。
No, it's not a change in your mind.
是什么
？And what is it?
神做的工。
It's the work from Lord. 神
要把基督做你的生命。
Lord want the Christ.
但是基督怎么可以做你的生命呢
？Want the Christ to be your life.
你怎么可以去拣选基督做生命呢
？Then how can you choose Christ as your life?
弟兄姊妹，你就注意到了。
Then you should pay attention.
主说我是道路。
Lord said I am the way.
我是真理。
I'm the truth.
我是生命。
I'm the life.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
那所以主去。
And therefore, the Lord go.
他说我去为你们预备地方。
I go to prepare a place for you.
预备好了就把你们接到我那里去。
After I prepare the place, I'll come back.
叫我怎样，你们也怎样。
And take you with me so that you will be the same as me.
但在神这一方面预备的同时呢
？But at the same time, when the Lord is preparing,
神又做了另外一件事情。
He did something else.
什么事呢
？What was that?
你从约翰十四章开始，你就看到了。
And from chapter 14, you will see.
神说我去。
Lord said, I go.
我就把圣灵差来。
And I'll send the counselor.
圣灵一来。
The Holy Spirit came.
人就会懂得为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Then man knows how to judge themselves for the righteousness.
秘诀就是在这里。
And here is the key.
基督要做我们的生命。
Lord want to be our life.
但基督没有做我们生命以前。
But before that,
他从死里复活回到天上
He resurrected from death
他把圣灵差来
Went to the heaven and sent the
counselor 圣灵就在人的里面做工
The Holy Spirit's work in us
让你从一个不知罪的不懂得罪的不承认自己是罪的人
So that he changed from us who deny as a sinner
你认识到哎呀我果然是一个罪人
Then to know eventually know that yes I am a sinnerThen you know.
这是基督的生命做工的在我们身上那个前奏。
This is the work of Christ's life in us.
等到我们顺服圣灵的那个光照而转上基督的时候。
When we obey the Holy Spirit and turn us to Christ.
基督就给我们接过来了。
And Christ will take us.
我们接把基督接过来的时候基督的生命就成了我们的生命。
When we receive Christ, Christ's life become our life.
基督的生命在我们的里面。
Christ's life in us.
我们也给带到基督的里面。
And we are brought into Christ.
这是我们得救了。
This is how we are saved.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
但是我们得救了，我们是满意了。
But after we are saved, we are satisfied.
但是我们得救了，神并不满意。
But Lord is not satisfied yet.
因为神要把我们带回他起初的那个定规里。
Because Lord wants to bring us back to His original design.
他要把我们带到一个地步，我们见神的时候，我们不是怕神，我们是喜欢神，因为他是我们的父。
To a point that when we see the Lord, we are not afraid of Him, but joyful to meet Him because He is our Father.
14节,
and when you return to the 14,
你看到那里几句话是原来包含那么许许多多的东西。
It included so much.
好了，当主的生命在我们里面。
So now, when Lord's life is in us,
在我们的里头就常常发生一些。我们过去从来没有过的事。
And something happened to us that never happened before.
比方说，我随便举一个例子。
For example,
待会我要去纽约。
I'm going to New York.
那我决定去纽约。从前的话，那我就一定去。
And if I once I decided to go, then I will go.
那现在呢
？And now?
哎，我说待会我要去纽约。
I will go to New York.
但是好像里面有个感觉。
But there is some feeling in me.
不需要去啊。
That I don't need to go.
为什么要去呢
？Why should I go?
去干什么呢
？To do what?
那你说我说去就去嘛。
But then, as yourself, you would say, "Well, go then go."
一定是这样。
In the past, it will happen.
你说要去就去。
Because you said you want to go, then you go.
现在你说要去一个地方。
And now, when you say you want to go a place,
你里面有感觉。
And there is some touching inside.
好像很平安。
That has the peaceful touch.
好像有点挣扎。
Or a struggling touch.
你说怎么会有这样的事
？How could that happen?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你知道。
You know,
这个是基督做生命在我们里面的一个表明。
This is the work of Christ's life in us.
你就发觉了。
Then you see.
从前我是一个人造人，做人。
In the past, I am myself.
那现在我好像不可能一个人在造人，做人了。
And now there's like more than just me.
我喜欢这样的时候。
When I like something.
有的时候里头不喜欢。
But inside me did not like it.
翻过来
and on the other hand,
我不喜欢那个东西
I don't like something else.
但是你里面还是有个催促
But it's like there is an urge.
你就要注意这个东西
That I urge me to pay attention to it.
你说为什么我不会有这样的这个转变
And why do I have this type of change?
你没有信主以前你没这样的事
Before you believe, there is no such thing.
你信主去起初的时候也不一定发觉的那么明确
In your beginning of the Christian life, it doesn't appear.
慢慢的你就觉得是现在我做人好像一直要在两个可能里面要做一个选择。
But gradually you start being a Christian and find out that you have to make choices.
不能再像从前的我说这样就是这样。
It cannot be like before that you decided what to do. Because before you were your own Lord.
现在好像我自己不能做主了。
And now you're not your Lord.
除了我还有一位主在那里管理我。
It's like there is another master controlling me.
弟兄姊妹们。我说这种现象
I tell you this
是让你知道、
so、that you know,
基督做你生命的时候
when the Lord is your life,
你会有什么的一个体会
what is the reaction you will have
但是不能停在这里
but we cannot stop here
如果你要住在主里面的话
if you want to abide in Christ
你必须在主的面前学习顺服的功课
you must learn the lesson of obedience
一直我是要顺服主我不顺服我不拣选我自己
you have to obey the Lord but not yourself
但是问题在这里
and here is the problem
你怎么知道什么是神的喜悦什么是神的不喜悦
How do you know what pleased the Lord and what not?
感谢赞美我们的主
Thanks and praise the Lord
主把圣灵差来
He gave us the Holy Spirit
不仅是叫你从不知罪到认识罪
Not only to let you know that you are sinners
他还要按照神的定义住在我们的里面
The Holy Spirit will abide in us
要显明一个作用
To have a one function.
那个作用叫做什么呢
And what is the function?
约翰一书就说
The first John.
约翰一书那里怎么说
Book of first John.
恩膏的教训
The anointing teaches.
他说你们要按照恩膏的教训
According
住在主里面。
According to the teaching of the anointing, that you abide in Him, remain in Him.
你是在基督里的。
You are in Christ.
那现在你要进到主里面。
And now you want to enter into Christ.
住在主里面。
Abide in Him.
那你怎么来决定这个拣选呢？
Then how can you make the choice?
恩膏的教训在我们的里面会教导我们。
Anointing teachers will guide us.
他怎么来教导我们？
How did it teach us?
那就回到哥罗西书第三章里边所说的。
And therefore, it returned to the book of Colossians.
那里说的说到基督做我们的生命那个事实，一直解说的以后，就带出一个结论。
And it brings to the conclusion how Christ become our life.
说你们要让基督的平安在你们里面做主。
That you have to allow the Christ, the peace from Christ, to be your master.
那不管是恩膏的教训也好，不管你说是基督的平安在你里面做主也好。
No matter is the anointed teachings or Christ's peace in you.
主是指出你怎么就进到住在主里面。
Lord is trying to point out to us that how do we abide in Him.
哥罗西书就说。
Colossians said,
基督的平安在你里头，叫你有把握。
The peace of Christ assure you.
不是叫你里面有挣扎。
Not to make you struggle.
不是叫你里面有那个疑惑。
Not to make you doubt.
是恩膏的教训。
The anointing teaching.
也同样是说的。
It's the same thing.
圣灵把神的那个喜悦。
Holy Spirit point out what,
显明在你里面,
what pleased God to you.
你跟上去,
you follow up.
你平安,
you will have peace.
你得安息了,
you have peace.
你没有心思在那里扰乱,
if your mind is disturbed.
里面不背着重担,
inside you have no more burden.
不然的话,
otherwise,
翻过来,
on the other hand,
一个事情你接触了,
one thing happened to you, oh, ended.
你里面背着很重担。
You still have burden in your heart.
你里面受到捆绑。
You are still bounded.
你里头受到一点好像那个压缩的那个光景。
You still feel the pressure.
你要这样做。
You have to do this.
你里面不舒服。
And you are not feeling comfortable.
你停下来。
You stop.
喜乐又回来。
And the peace return.
怎么会是这样？
And why is this happen?
当我们自己做主的时候，
When we are our own master, something like this would not happen.
但是当恩膏的教训在那里指导我们的时候，
But when we are guided by anointing teachings,
当基督的平安在那里指导我们的时候，
And when the peace of Christ is guiding us,
你看到了，
Then you will see.
这个是把主要领我们进到住在主里面的那个学习。
Lord want to teach us so that we can abide in Him.
如果弟兄姊妹你要 找一个具体的圣经上的给我们的实际的例子呢？
If you want to find an example from the Bible,
那 我告诉几个地方，你可以自己回去找。
I'll point it out to you and then you can look it up.
头一件事情。
The first one,
你留意,
pay attention to.
保罗最后上耶路撒冷,
Paul went up to Jerusalem.
他该去还是不该去?
Should he go or not go?
那你们找一个答案。
Find the answer.
那有人说他还是该去。
Someone said he should have gone.
有弟兄们说他是不应该去, 但是他去了。
And someone said he should go.
那你就看看保罗那一件事。
So,pay attention to that event.
另外还是保罗。
And another event is also a Paul.
你读哥林多后书。
In the 2 Corinthians.
你看到保罗。
You see Paul.
他为了福音的缘故。
Because of gospel.
到看看，我现在的记忆力很差了。
I'm losing some of my memory.
那在哥林多后书第
Second Corinthian
到马其顿。
Paul going to Macedonia.
他是为了福音的缘故到马其顿。
He went there for gospel.
但是他是为着福音的缘故去的。
He went for the gospel.
你留意了。
You see.
他到了那里的时候，神也开了福音的门。
When he was there, God also opened up the door for him.
环境上来说，
and the environment.
是很适合他去马其顿的意思。
It's very suitable for him to be at Macedonia.
但是有一件事情发生。
But something happened.
你留意的时候就知道。
Then you should read and pay attention.
因为在那里。
Because over there.
没有遇见徒兄弟提多。
He did not meet Tita.
我里面失去了平安。
And he lost peace.
所以他就没有留在马其顿。
So he did not stay.
他就往哥林多去了。
And then he went to Corinthians.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你为着福音到马其顿。
You went to Macedonia for
神也开了门。
Gospel, and the door is open.
不是做坏事啊。
But you did not continue.
做坏事还说，还没话讲。
If you are doing bad things and you have no peace, but you are not doing bad things.
那你就做了再离开马其顿嘛。
So why don't you finish up your work before you left?
但是保罗里面失去了平安。
But Paul lost peace.
这个事情是对。
And the work is right.
但是我在主的时间和主的安排里面不对。
But in God's timing and arrangement may not be right.
虽然那里福音的门打开。
Even though the gospel door is open.
主会差遣另外一个弟兄来。
God will arrange another brother to go.
但现在。
But at this time.
主在他里面有一个另外一个带领。
God has another guidance for him.
感谢主。
And thanks the Lord.
保罗当时服了这一个带领。
At that time, Paul obeyed the guidance.
他就离开了哥林多。
He left Macedonia.
那就他就到了别的地方去。
He went to another place.
我不详细说那个过程，那个结果。
I'm not going to.
但弟兄们，你是时时的留意的时候。
But you should pay attention.
你就注意到了。
And you will see.
保罗那一次没有留在马其顿。
Paul did not stay at Macedonia.
对。
It's right.
因为他把更大的事情做在他接着去到的那个地区。
Because he has another greater thing to do in the next place.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么？
And brothers and sisters, what's this? This is the anoint teaching.
这个是基督的平安的作主。
And this is the Christ peace.
我们怎么能进到主里面，住在主里面呢？
How do we abide in the Lord?
不要因着我们已经在基督里，我们就觉得满足了。
Don't be satisfied because we are in Christ.
主是要求我们住在他里面。
God's requirement is for us to abide in Him.
为的是什么呢？
For what?
为的是要把你跟我们都带进他的荣耀里。
For the purpose of bringing you and me into His glory.
神不单是要我们做他的种子。
Not just to be the sons of God.
他是要我们这些种子都进到荣耀里去。
But all the sons of God to enter into glory.
是回过头来。
And returning.
我们再看。
Then we see.
约翰十四章那句话。
Gospel Book of John, chapter 14. And the Lord said,
我是道路,
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth,
生命,
the life.
不, 若不借着我,
except through me,
没有人能到,
no one comes.
到哪里?
To where?
弟兄姊妹说嘛,
you can say it now, brothers and sisters.
到父那里,
to the Father.
不是到神那里,
not to the God.
你不要把那一两个字的更改。
Don't change,
意义就完全不一样。
Don't change the word because it will change the meaning.
我们感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
他真实是我们的道路、真理和生命。
He truly is our way, truth, and life.
把我们领到父那里去。
And to guide us, lead us into the Father.
对不起。
I'm sorry.
过了下时间了。
I passed the time.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have prayer.
做我们的心仰望你。
Lord, our heart look upon you.
因为借着你自己的话语的解开，让我们越过越看见我们该如何拣选我们的路程。
Because through you, you opened the word to us so that we know how to choose.
主，你不是叫我们在地上成长。
Lord, you don't want us to be bounded on earth.
你是叫我们到天上的丰富。
You want us to enjoy the abundance in heaven.
你不仅是要我们做你的儿子。
Not only you want us to be the sons.
你是要我们像你怀里的独生子一样进到荣耀里。
You want us to be like your begotten son to enter into glory.
主，感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
所以我们说全是恩典。
So we say this is all grace.
不是我们做了什么。
Not because what we did.
乃是你和你的儿子做了什么。
But what you and your son had done.
把我们众人都带到你那荣耀的旨意了。
To bring all of us into your glory.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We worship and praise you.
但愿主给我们在这个你快要再回来的时候。
May the Lord in the returning days.
让我们好好的预备自己。
That we can prepare ourselves.
等候在你荣耀显现的时候。
To await for your appearance.
我们可以与你一同显现在荣耀里。
So that we can appear with you together in the glory.
因为你的心意是这样。
Because this is your will.
你也知道我们的愚昧和无知。
You know our ignorance.
所以各样的安排你都为我们做好。
So you have all make all the arrangement for us.
你只要我们学习伏在你的权柄里头来跟随你。
You only want us to learn how to be obeyed.
但愿主成全你的心意在我们众人的身上。
May your will be done on us.
到那一天。
To that day.
我们在荣耀里相见。
That we can meet in the glory.
你高兴。
You are joyful.
你心里满足。
You are satisfied.
我们也喜乐。
And we are joyful.
全天地都要喜乐。
The whole heaven and earth will have happy.
我们要说。
And we want to say.
感谢赞美爱戴归给你。
Give all the thanks and love and praise to you.
我们这样祷告。
Our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.